On Friday, most of southwestern Pennsylvania will transition from the red phase to yellow of COVID-19 reopenings. The stay-at-home order will lift, retail can resume, and gatherings of fewer than 25 people are permitted. But is it a good idea? 90.5 WESA Sarah Bowden talked with David Dossie, an epidemiologist at Duquesne University, who specializes in helping governments prepare for pandemics. She spoke with Dossie about what lies ahead.
Do you think now is the right time to loosen social distancing restrictions here in western Pennsylvania?
That's always a tough question, because the reality is that it appears that the social distancing has worked, and we have not had a huge surge here in western Pennsylvania. And so I think there is at least some optimism that easing these restrictions is a reasonable thing to do at this point, as long as people don't get carried away.
Do you think we'll see an increase in the coronavirus infection rate once southwest Pennsylvania transitions to yellow? And if so, by how much?
If people follow the guidelines provided by health professionals and others, there's a good chance that the answer to that is no, we won't see an increase. If people too quickly sort of run back to what is normal and think that because we don't have a huge number of cases that we can't get a large number of cases, then that could change.
One thing I'm wondering about, so on Friday, gatherings of fewer than 25 people will be permitted. Does that mean a gathering of this size is safe?
So it's really a probability game. You know, the larger the group and the more diverse the geography of the group, the greater the probability that some member of that group may actually be an asymptomatic carrier.
What do you plan to do? Do you plan to get together with some close friends and family now that the stay-at-home order will soon be gone? Or do you plan to continue isolating in your home?
I plan to continue isolating in my home. You know, if I do get together with family or friends, it will be a very different gathering. It will likely be outside. It will likely have seats that are spaced appropriately apart, in part because many of the loved ones that I want to spend time with are also those at greatest risk for potentially becoming severely ill if they were to get the disease. And I wouldn't want to put one of them at risk.
So you're not having anyone in your home? You're not giving hugs, things like that?
Absolutely not, no.
What about play dates for kids?
Well, I mean, everything is relative right now, I will tell you, because, you know, as we move ahead, and unless there is a vaccine or some type of innovation here medically, you know, safe is going to be a relative term for all of us. We all take risks when we go out in society, and that's risk for a wide variety of, you know, potential diseases, a wide variety of accidents. You could have a car accident. So the issue here is, you know, people have to understand that social interactions with others involve some level of risk. And as you increase the size of that group, it increases the risk.
I think the thing that I'm personally sometimes confused by, and I think a lot of people are, is how do you evaluate that risk?
Well, it's based on everyone's tolerance for risk, I think. Some people, I think, have too great of a tolerance for risk, and they end up putting other people in harm's way without the other, you know, people's permission. And so there's a difference between that. But this is really going to have to deal with everyone's comfort level. I've always said that the most common sense thing to do at this point is for high-risk people to take greater precautions than people who are at lower risk.
By your estimation, do you think we have enough testing and contact tracing capacity to monitor a possible increase of infections of the coronavirus?
I think that most places have challenges in that department. Right now, Allegheny County is a good example of a place where there are a limited number of cases. So if we play our cards right, and we do test, and we do contact trace, and we do isolate the cases of people who have been in contact with sick people, we could potentially contain it and then do the common sense approach, which is just to limit the activities of people at greatest risk. That has always been the most common sense approach to this.
That was Duquesne epidemiologist David Dossie talking with WESA's Sarah Bowden. WESA receives funding from Duquesne.